What if you're a business person who has clients, the phone's ringing all the time, maybe you have to travel? How do you make time to walk? This is a common problem. I have many patients who are like this. They're lawyers, they're accountants, they're high-powered salespeople, they're executives. How do they find time to do their exercise? Several strategies. At the office, if there is a lunch break, instead of taking time for lunch to go sit somewhere in a restaurant and become overweight, you can go to the local club, make time to walk there, grab a smoothie on the way back to the office, or you have something there when you get back. And instead of eating for an hour, you exercise for 45 minutes and have a milkshake or a smoothie. Another good strategy is to have the treadmill or the elliptical trainer in your office. I frequently talk to patients while I'm walking outside, and I have many busy business people, salespeople, who will talk to their clients while they're walking. If by giving yourself permission to go any speed so that you're not huffing and puffing in their ear, most people don't mind. You're walking, so what? They're impressed by your fortitude, and you're not breathing any heavier than you would be if you're walking. If you're out of breath, you're going too fast anyway, in my opinion, for the long run. That's the occasional episode or the occasional thing when you're training. You should not be short of breath. You should be able to easily have a conversation. So if that's the case, if you're on a treadmill and talking to a client, it's not a big deal. Another thing that works well is a walking meeting. I'll have salespeople call me sometimes and say, I need to talk to you about this new drug. And I'll say, fine, meet me. Let's go for a walk. You know, Truman demanded, the reporters frequently had to walk with him if they wanted to talk with him. While we're talking about business, let's think of the benefits. Unfortunately, or maybe fortunately, sex sells, and people who are healthy project a more vibrant image. Although it may take away from part of your day, it can give you a second morning. If you do the walk first thing before work, and some people are so all over the place in their car that the treadmill in the office doesn't work, there's no way they can stop. When I worked in the ER, as an example, that was nonstop. I couldn't take a break to go for a walk in the emergency room. So it had to be before or after work. But I considered my walking part of my training as an emergency room doctor because I wouldn't be as fatigued. I could think better. I could be more active. I could move around better. I was all over that emergency room because I was in shape. And I considered it part of what I needed to do to be a very good emergency room physician. But it's also part of what you probably need to do to be very good at your job. Think about how much better you would be at it if you felt good and you're at a good, healthy, vibrant weight. Don't feel guilty about making time for it because you want to make more money or do better at your business. It will make you better at your business. Again, if you use the strategy we talked about of using something to learn and you plan on having 9 weeks of full-time class, you can make that learning something to do with your business as well.